It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are engineers, and we'd like to welcome our Concert Club members who have joined us this afternoon. And our video crew is here in force, so we'll have a nice video to go along with this. Gabriel Perez and his crew are on the job. Well, we'd like to welcome a gentleman who I guess was born Aaron Livingston, but is known to us as Son Little, originally from the Philadelphia area, is now touring behind a new album, which is called New Magic. Welcome.
Thanks.
You're at Antone's tonight.
That's right.
You've been on the road for a while now with this?
Yeah, for a bit, yeah. Okay. About a month.
All righty. Well, it's good to have you in Austin and in Studio 1A. We appreciate you guys
coming
in. It's
good to be here.
What tune would you like to start off with?
I'm going to start with Blue Magic.
Probably 44 moons or more. I don't want to count how many days I've been dragged all around the floor. I don't want to be a bad man, but I'm a bad man just the same. Ain't no I mean we. We got no time for games. But I got the blue magic. Got the blue magic. And I rock you so savage. Cause I got the blue magic. Yeah, I got the blue magic. The blue magic, and I rock you so sage, cause I got the blue magic. I got blue, blue so tragic, on the coast of around the sun. Now I've got the blue in Spanish, damn I'm always on the run. Never wanted to be a bad man, but I'm a bad man just the same. Let me know if you can manage, cause I got no time for games. But I got the blue magic. The blue magic, and I rock you so sad, cause I got the blue magic. Yeah, I got the blue magic. Got the blue magic, and I rock you so sad, cause I got the blue magic. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's a tune called Blue Magic, which is off the new album called New Magic. And Sun Little today is joined by Jesse Maynard on the drums. We have Steve Greenberg on the bass and Pat Finnerty on guitar, with Sun Little also on guitar and vocals. So I understand a good part of the album was written while you were in Australia.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's hard to tell when you're finished with a thing sometimes, you know. So I wrote 12 or 13 songs here in America. A few of them here in Austin, actually. I felt like I was done. I was rushing to get done because I wanted to be finished with the writing before I went to Australia. I was going to be there for almost a month, so I went over there with all these gadgets. I didn't use any of them. I ended up wanting the one thing I didn't have, which was an acoustic guitar. So I went to Darwin in the Northern Territory of Australia, which is home to many Aboriginal people, large crocodiles, and bats are about the size of a pretty large house cat, I'd say. maybe the most terrifying things I've ever seen in my life. So I decided to stay inside pretty much all the time. And I borrowed this really nice Martin guitar from Dr. G, a great Aboriginal singer who's since passed away. And I don't know, I think in a way the title of the record even comes kind of from that moment, because he handed me this, I got this guitar, which there's no other way to explain what happened next, because I wrote five songs in one sitting, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to explain that except for magic, which maybe a little bit was me, maybe a little bit. But a lot of it was in the guitar. I can kind of feel it. So thinking I was done, 12 or 13 songs, a few of those got kicked out. And I added three of those songs into the mix. And it sort of became the heart and soul of the record.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a really interesting knack of blending, you know, blues and R&B and gospel and maybe even a little hip-hop, which I know you listened to a lot as a kid. And you've cited, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Wonder and also hip-hop artists of your childhood as influences. So how does all that come together in kind of a really fresh sound that you have?
It starts by making a lot of mistakes, I'd say. You know, some of the things you haven't heard probably don't blend those things quite as seamlessly. But, you know, I think each time that I write a song or, you know, produce a track, my goal is always to let the song define itself, you know. Those things are kind of a part of me. They're in my psyche. They're kind of in my heart, and I just let them do what they want.
We're here this afternoon with Sun Little and his band. They'll be at Antone's tonight. They have a new album out called New Magic. So how did Aaron Livingston become Sun Little? How'd you pick up that moniker?
It's pretty complicated, I suppose. Well, it's not that complicated. But, well, the way it started was I was working for a... I've had a lot of jobs in my life, and most of them I was pretty good at. Except for this one. There's one I was real bad at. And this one, while I was in school, I just needed a job. My friend, a girl I was dating at the time, hooked me up with a job, really. I did not deserve working for an editor. I was supposed to be reading manuscripts and, you know, reading a few pages and letting her know, yeah, this one's worth looking at. This one's no good. But I just started I was just reading the whole book. I pretty much was just sitting there reading books, which I found out was not, I wasn't doing it right. But while I was doing that job, there was a woman in the accounts department that, you know, she was from West Africa. She was sort of, she had an accent. And she kept saying my name. She would say, you know, okay, Aaron Littleson. I was like, what? I just let it go. It sounded a little weird. I thought it was just her accent. And then finally I saw she had written my name down, like on my check, Aaron Littleson, which is not my name. So it suddenly was very important that we get the name right. But I thought it was funny, and my friends thought it was funny, and I started using and writing songs under Littleson. Some years passed, I almost gave up on music a few times, actually. Not music, but the business of music, let's say. And it was following one of these times that I hooked up with Anti and was playing a bunch of this music that I had written. And we were trying to decide what to call it, and I couldn't think of anything at all for a really long time. And I was about to give up on that too, and I fell asleep one day, and when I woke up, it was just, it might as well have been written on the wall. You know, I thought, oh, remember that Littleson? it just went backwards for some reason, and here I am.
And here you are, Son Little. He's live in Studio 1A this afternoon on KUTX 98.9. What tune do you have up for us next?
We're going to do Oh Me, Oh My.
Strange food on a
Oh Me Oh My, another tune off the new album, New Magic, from our guest this afternoon, Sun Little. You can catch them tonight at Antone's. We're going to wrap up the live portion of the program here, but the band's going to stick around and do another tune. In fact, one that we've been playing on the air, I think they're going to do. Maybe you can tell them the story behind that one. But we'd like to thank our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, also our video crew, fronted there by Gabriel Perez. And we'd like to thank our concert club members for joining in this afternoon. Thank you. And thanks for your ongoing support. And all of you out there who pledged during our just completed fall membership drive, thanks very much. It's your support that allows us to do live performances like this in Studio 1A. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I'll have some tickets to Hayes Carl to give away and lots more Halloween surprises. So stay tuned for that. Sun Little and Ban, thanks very much for treating us to your music today.
Thank you.
It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.